我们祷告之前呢，来看一段经文。
Let's take a look at a passage in the Bible before we pray.
我们要来看诗篇一百三十篇继续。
Let's turn back to Psalms 130.
诗篇一百三十篇。
Psalms chapter 130.
从第五节。
From verse 5.
一百三十篇第五节。
Psalms 130 verse 5.
我等候主，我的心等候，我也仰望他的话。
I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I put my hope.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我的心等候主，胜于守夜的等候天亮，胜于守夜的等候天亮。
My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning.
第七节。
Verse 7.
以色列啊，你当仰望主。因为他有慈爱，有丰盛的救恩。
O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption.
第八节。
Verse 8.
他必救赎以色列脱离一切的罪孽。
He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins.
这段圣经在从第五节以后，他一直强调要等候仰望。
From verse 5 onwards, passage says, wait for the Lord, hope in the Lord.
要仰望主的话。
Wait for the word of the God, wait, put your hope in God's word.
要仰望主，因为他有慈爱，有丰盛的救恩。
Wait for the Lord, because in the Lord is unfailing love and full redemption.
那他救赎我们脱离罪孽。
God delivers us from our sin.
等候主的心情，他说像守夜的等候天亮。
And it will be like watchmen waiting for the morning.
那这一段圣经对我们的祷告很贴切。
This has much pertinence to how we pray to God.
我们等一下要祷告。
We are going to pray.
我们要祷告要等候。
And when we pray, we need to wait for the Lord.
那我们也仰望他的恩典。
And we hope that we receive his mercy.
我们祈求神照他的应许，将他所收的福降在我们的身上。
We hope that he will bless us in accordance with his promises.
让我们可以脱离罪孽。
So that we can depart from sin.
是因为他会赐给我们力量。
Because he endows us with power.
今天等候主的必不羞愧。
We will not be left to suffer if we hope in the Lord.
我们在读诗篇的时候会一直看到这个主题，就是等候主。
Throughout the book of Psalms, there's a constant theme, which is wait for the Lord.
那这个等候的过程当中，其实就是在祷告。
And one of the ways we wait for God is in prayer.
就是让我们的心可以安静。
To calm ourselves in the midst of prayer.
我们时常在很多事情上都需要等候的。
Truthfully, in our lives, we are often waiting.
你看，你去看医生要等。
You go to the doctor, you wait in the waiting room.
你要得到一个身份要等。
You want your green card, you wait.
有时候一等就是十年。
Sometimes you wait 10 years.
那你就是要耐心的等候。
But wait, we must.
在很多事情都需要等。
So,as such, in life, we need to wait for things.
可是我们现在的人越来越没有耐心，等不及。
But today's people become more and more impatient.
但是这个却又是圣经一直提醒我们要等候神。
But the Bible tells us we must wait patiently.
我们看其他的经文就会发现，神的这个他要我们等候的用意啊。
The Bible tells us why we need to wait.
我们如果看诗篇二十七篇十四节。
If we turn to Psalms 27 verse 17.
诗篇二十七篇的十四节。
Psalms 27 verse 14.
他说要等候主，当壮胆坚固你的心。我在说要等候主。
Verse 14 says, wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord.
要坚固的心，用坚固的心来等候他。
We have to have strength in our patience, in our waiting.
因为我们对人很多事情很重要，所以我们都需要耐心等候。
Even in this world, we have to wait for other people.
你医生等医生，有时候要 跟他约一个时间，你要等啊。
Even though we make an appointment with a doctor, sometimes we sit there and wait.
如果觉得这个医生很好啊，你这个病如果给这个医生看了之后就比较有希望，你也会耐心等候。
And if we see the doctor and the doctor is capable and competent and he's able to relieve our suffering, then it's worth waiting for.
所以我们时常寻求人的面等候人。
And so if we can wait patiently to see another human being,
但是我们现在要祈求神，要等候神。
Then more so we can wait for our God.
在第二十七篇里面哈。
Let's turn back to Psalms 27.
第二十七篇的第八节说。
Verse 8.
你说你们当寻求我的面，那时我心向你说，主啊，你的面我正要寻求。
Verse 8. My heart says of you, seek His face, Your face, Lord, I will seek.
这是神说的哈，你们当寻求我的面。
Here it says, verse 8, seek His face.
那主啊，你的面我要求。
So we need to seek the face of our Lord.
那你要求寻求他，要等候。
If we're going to seek after God, then we must wait.
在这个过程当中，就是要等候神。
Because God has His time, and we have to wait for it.
等候他回应我们。
We have to wait for Him to answer us.
他用他的方法来回应我们。
To answer us in the manner that He seems fit.
那要用坚固的心，要壮胆。
And when we wait, we have to be strong and take heart.
那这是其实圣经在许多的诗篇里面都是这样说的。
This is repeated throughout the book of Psalms.
那我们现在等候主他对我们说话。
We wait for God to speak to us.
等候他来启示我们。
We wait for God to show us His way.
其实我们今天有了圣经之后。
We have the Bible before us.
神的启示都在圣经里面。
And all His promises are right here in the Bible.
我们现在等候神，就是在祷告当中祈求神让我们明白他所讲的话。
And so when we pray, we ought to ask God to open our minds and our eyes and our hearts so that we can understand the words in the Bible.
会关系到我们是否灵性成长的一个很重要的过程。
Prayer is a very important instrument that we can improve spiritually.
为什么说我们读圣经，我们同时要祷告？
Why is it that when we read the Bible, read the Word of God, we must combine it with prayer?
如果我们没有祷告，我们读了可能用自己的想法去看它。
If we don't combine our reading of the Bible with prayer, then when we read the Bible, we may interpret it in our own human way.
可能没办法得到神真正告诉我们的信息。
And then we're not receiving the message that God wants to deliver to us.
但是同时我们会觉得我们好像很有知识。
We may think that we're wise in our own eyes.
那其实我们并没有了解到神真正的用意。
But we're not truly seeing the wisdom of God.
为什么我们祷告是在等候？
Why is it that when we pray, we wait?
因为我们祷告就是让我们的心能够安静。
Because when we pray, we must calm ourselves to calm our hearts.
听到神他的微小的声音。
Only when we silence our own voice can we hear the voice of our God.
神，他向以赛亚他向以利亚先知要讲话的时候。
God, when He talked to the prophet Elijah,
他一开始，你看山崩地裂，狂风大作。
First, there was a great storm and wind and thunder, and the earth shook.
但是神不在其中。
But God was not there.
你看接下来。有火从前面经过。
And then fire came.
但是神也不在其中。
And God was not there.
一直到他这个过了之后，他才听到这个神微小的声音叫他。
Only after this big tumult had passed, then Elijah heard a whisper.
那他就听到神告诉他的话语。
And in the whisper was God and God's word.
我们今天祷告，其实就是要让我们的心能够。
So when we pray, we need to calm our hearts down.
在灵里面能够听到神他借着他的话告诉我们的信息。
Calm our spirits down so that we can hear the words that God is whispering to us.
这个等候的心就显现在我们愿意祷告跪在他面前。
And our heart of ability to wait lies in our prayer.
他说圣灵守夜的等候天亮。
Wait for the Lord like watchmen wait for the morning.
因为守夜的他们期待的就是天亮，他任务就完成了。
But a watchman in the middle of the night, all he hopes for is daylight to come so that his watch in the dark is over.
那守夜的就是一种保护，他在夜间要警醒，然后 众人在睡的时候，他不可以睡。
And what is a watchman in the night? A watchman in the night stands guard while everyone else is sleeping in the darkness.
所以在黑暗当中，他很期待能够有光明。
And so in the dark, he cannot see, so he waits for light to come.
黑暗当中许多危险。
In the darkness is danger.
有许多罪恶的事情可能在酝酿。
In the darkness is sin and evil.
但是等到天亮之后。
But when dawn comes,
光明一来。
When light comes,
这个黑暗罪恶的事情就逃避了。
Darkness, sin, and evil vanish.
因为在光明当中，黑暗是不能存在的。
Because light overcomes the darkness.
那所以守夜的他等候天亮，他期待从神的亮光来帮助。
So the watchman waits for the light of God.
我们这就是我们今天期待神的帮助一样的心情。
This is the heart that we must adopt if we're waiting for God.
我们你看我们不管。身体有病痛的，有困难的，我们都祷告祈求神来帮助。
When we're sick, when we're ill, we ask God to cure us.
教会的各项圣工，我们也是等候神来带领。
When we try to work for God in church, we ask for God to guide us.
那这是我们等候，实际上也是因为神他是值得等的。
And we wait for God because He is worth waiting for.
他一定以恩典来回报那等候他的。
He will bless us if we wait patiently for him.
这第七节他特别强调以色列，你要仰望主。
In verse 7 it says, Israel, wait for God patiently.
因为他有慈爱，有丰盛的救恩。
Because with him is unfailing love, with him is full redemption.
神的救恩我们早上提过，他是愿意赦免的。
We often say that Jesus is willing to forgive.
主他怜悯，他愿意施恩给那个愿意认罪悔改的。
He is merciful and willing to wash away the sins of those who are repentant.
他愿意饶恕我们的过犯。
And he wants to forgive us and forget our past wrongdoings.
这个丰盛的救恩是远超过我们所能够测度的。
And this type of blessing is beyond our understanding.
神他既然这么慈爱怜悯。
If God is so forgiving and merciful,
等候他就不会失望。
Then those who wait patiently for Him will not wait in vain.
因为他有能力，他也愿意来施恩帮助我们。
Because God is both willing and able to bless us and heal us.
他这个丰盛的救恩呢，在111篇呢特别提到。
In Psalms 111, it talks more about the full redemption of Christ.
诗篇111篇。
Psalms 111,
第九节。
Verse 9.
篇第九节
Psalms 111 verse 9
他向百姓施行救赎命令他的约直到永远他的名圣而可畏
Verse 9 He provided redemption for his people He ordained his covenant forever Holy and awesome is his name
今天神他丰盛的救恩借着他的名来施行
Today God's redemption comes to us through his holy and awesome name
我们祷告的时候求告他的名
When we pray in the powerful name of Jesus.
所以我们祷告，我们要呼求主。
And so when we pray, we must beseech God.
我们赞美他，大声。
We must praise Him with a loud and acclamatory voice.
所以今天我们如果真的那个心等候主像守卫等候神，你在等候过程当中，心是迫切的。
And so if we wait for God, we will wait earnestly.Importunately,
那在迫切当中，我们祷告一定会用心。
And if we pray earnestly and importunately, God will listen.
我们祷告需要专心祷告。
So when we're going to pray, we have to make every effort to pray fervently.
因为我们说等候神就是用在祷告当中等候他嘛。
Because that's how we wait for God.
那祷告的时候，我们需要专心。
And so we have to pay attention to what we're doing when we pray.
那主耶稣他告诉我们说，祷告的时候你要进内室。
And that's why Jesus says, when you pray, don't pray outside, but go rather into an inner room.
去那个内室，把门关起来的时候，人隔绝外界的这些干扰，专心。
In the inner room, you close the doors, and then you are fully attentive to the prayer that you have between you and your God.
他说祷告，这个在暗中的父，天上的父。
And if we pray in secret in the inner room,
那神他就回应我们。
Then God will answer us secretly and reward us accordingly.
所以祷告需要专心的。
So when we pray, we have to pray fervently.
那专心你要 concentrate, 你要把一些外面的干扰把它挡住。
And that means to concentrate and to block out everything else.
那我们如果不是用迫切的心来祷告，有时候我们很容易就不专心。 就被干扰。
If we don't pray fervently, then we're not concentrating and our prayer may not be effective.
迫切祷告基本上帮助我们专心。
To pray importantly helps our concentration in the Lord.
所以我们祷告要用心用力。
So when we pray, we have to put forth effort.
用力表示说我们迫切。
Putting forth effort means being fervent.
因为我们有很多事情，其实我们需要求神。
Because we know we need God.
但是我们的心多迫切，就祷告在，就反映在我们的祷告到底是用什么态度。
But it's important to adopt a good attitude in prayer in order to beseech God.
那神其实也在看我们怎么祷告。
God is looking to see how we pray to Him.
那迫切祷告的，他就侧耳听。
A fervent prayer will be answered by God.
也就是说，今天我们专心的祈求他。
So today, if we kneel down and we pray importunately,
我们迫切的祈求。
If we fervently pray and ask Him,
我们专心。
If we concentrate,
这个像守夜的在等候天亮。
This is how a watchman waits for the morning.
他有慈爱，他有丰盛的救恩。
God has love, He has redemption.
我们求告他的名。
If we call upon His name,
因为他的名圣而可畏。
His name is filled with love and mercy.
主耶稣基督是唯一的名可以让我们得救。
This name is precious because it is the only name by which we can be saved.
他的我们等候他。的救恩，让我们脱离罪恶。
And this salvation that comes from Him delivers from sin.
所以我们今天祷告以后，其实我们会得到力量。
And if we pray, we can receive the power from Jesus.
要抗拒罪恶，没有神的能力是没办法的。
Because without the power from God, we cannot overcome evil and sin.
那要当我们能够抵抗罪恶，其实也说明我们的心跟神越来越接近。
If we find ourselves being able to overcome sin, that is a emblematic of our relationship with God being closer and closer.
那我们的心贴近神之后，
and if we can draw near to God,
我们会发现说，其实有很多事情我们认为很重要的，不见得重要。
The things that we once thought were very important in this world may seem not that important anymore.
我们会把我们的眼光慢慢的转眼仰望耶稣。
And our perspective on life in this world will change to a more spiritually oriented life.
从世界的到属灵的。
From a worldly point of view to a spiritual point of view.
那从我们自己的事到神的事。
And we will concern ourselves not of the things of the world, but rather the things of God.
这都是我们祷告的时候我们可以得到的属灵的造就。
This is the spiritual benefits we reap from prayer.
那我们的心如果能够贴近神以后。
And if our heart can draw near to God,
我们会发现我们很幸福。
Then we will find ourselves very blessed.
我们现在接下去看第131篇。
Let's turn to chapter 131.
要看131篇。
Psalms 131.
这是一篇短诗。
This is a very short psalm.
它非常非常的精美。
But it's beautiful.
我们如果都能够有这样的一个心境呢？
If we can adopt this type of heart and mind,
那我们的心呢，就能够真的在真理里面。
Then our heart can be obedient in the word of God.
那我们对很多事情的追求，我们的想法都会跟过去不一样。
And then our worldly pursuits may change direction to become more godly pursuits.
我们离开罪恶，当我们祷告得到神的帮助，离开罪恶以后。
If we pray and with the power of God, we can depart from sin.
其实是我们的心要先有这个表现。
Then what happens first is the change comes from within, from our heart.
131篇的第一节说。
Psalms 131 verse 1.
他说主啊，我的心不狂傲，我的眼不高大。
Verse 1, my heart is not proud, O Lord, and my eyes are not haughty.
重大和测不透的事，我不敢行。
I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me.
二节。我的心平稳安静，好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中。
But I have stilled and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me.
他再强调一次，他说我的心在我里面真像断过奶的孩子。
My heart is like a weaned child with its mother.
那他最后第三节
，verse three，
同样的，他有一个呼吁，以色列啊，你当仰望主。从今时直到永远。
Verse 3 again, O Israel, put your hope in the Lord both now and forevermore.
他所以131篇跟130篇是连在一起的。
So is 131 and Psalms 130 are intimately linked.
131篇他的标题写是大卫的诗。
In chapter 131, it's a psalm of David.
130篇没有写作者。
130 does not record the author.
如果你看他这个整个的描述，整个那个经文内容的叙述，很像同一个作者写。
But it does seem that one chapter echoes the other. It could be even the same author.
我们也知道大卫他犯错。
We know David sinned in his life.
可是他很勇敢地跟神认罪悔改。
But he bravely confessed his sin to God.
他也得到神的赦免。
And therefore, God forgave him.
神没有按照他所犯的那个错误去追究他的责任。
God did not punish him.
应该有报应。
To the full magnitude of his sin.
其实神真的都留着恩典给他。
But rather gave him mercy and forgiveness.
那所以大卫他很了解，是等候神仰望他的救赎有多重要。
Now, so David knew the importance of waiting for God and looking for His mercy and deliverance.
那他第一百三十一篇，他这里特别说，他的心不狂傲，他的眼不高大。
And that's why in 131 it says, "My heart is not proud, my eyes are not haughty."
我们从他所描述的，我们发现一个人的心如果平静安稳呢？
From the writings of David, we find that if we can quiet our souls,
我们的心谦卑。
If we can humble our hearts,
我们的眼我们的眼不会这样子，眼光很高。
We can lower our eyes.
我们会像主耶稣基督一样的谦卑。
We can be humble and meek like our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天神恨恶的其实就是高傲的眼。
God hates the proud and arrogant.
神阻挡骄傲的人。
He opposes those who are prideful.
我们越亲近神的人，我们越谦卑
And the more we draw near to God, the more humble we will be.
骄傲的人基本上是这样的一个作为是从情欲来的，不是从上面来的。
Because pride and arrogance comes from sin within us.
这是我们人顺服情欲的结果，就是骄傲。
One of the results of man's sin is pride and arrogance.
你看箴言第六章。
If we turn to Proverbs chapter 6,
箴言第六章。
Proverbs chapter 6.
我们来读第十六节。
Verse 16.
箴言六章十六节。
Proverbs 6 verse 16.
主神所恨恶的有六样，连他心所憎恶的共有七样。
There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him.
十七节说，就是高傲的眼，撒谎的舌，流无辜人血的手。
17 says, a haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood.
十八节。
18.
图谋恶计的心。飞跑行恶的脚
A heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil.
十九说，吐谎言的假见证并弟兄中不善纷争的人
19. A false witness who pours out lies and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers.
这里特别提到这个神所恨恶的
These are the things that the Lord hates.
我们知道这些做罪恶的事这当然是很明显的这个恶行神一定刑罚。
Now, God punishes those who do wrong.
所以今天社会上认定这些罪恶你看这个作奸犯科、杀人放火流血的这当然是神所厌恶的。
And so in the world, even by worldly standards, murder, assault and battery, those that shed blood, this is a crime.
但是现在有许多的我们的心如果没有站在真理上，没有亲近神。很多时候，我们的恶表现在我们的话语。
But nowadays, crimes and sins against God may not be so obvious. It may be a matter of our heart.
那这里特别提到了这几项这七样里面有一半基本上都跟我们的舌头有关系，跟我们的口。
It may have to do with the tongue and the words that come out of our mouth.
撒谎的舌头。
A lying tongue.
你看，神是信实的神，他讨厌，他恨恶那个。
So God is truthful and honest, therefore He hates lies and dishonesty.
在约翰福音第八章，主耶稣特别说，那个撒谎人的父亲就是撒旦魔鬼。
And in John 8, Jesus says that the origin of lies and dishonesty is Satan.
如果撒谎人就不是出于神，不是从神生的。
So anyone who is dishonest is not of God.
我们今天是从神生的，我们一定是信实的人。
So if we want to be the children of God, we have to be truthful and honest.
那这个撒谎的 舌头、哦、你看跟第十九节说吐谎言的假见证。
Verse 19 also says a false witness who pours out lies. That is also a lying tongue.、
哦、那是假见证是害人的。
False witness causes others to have calamity befall them.
从嘴巴来的。
And this is the result of their lying tongue.
接下去那一句话说弟兄中不善纷争的人。
A man who stirs up dissension among brothers, the second half of 19.
那不善纷争也是用嘴巴。
And that is also comes from the mouth.
这个都是我们的话语舌头所带出来的这个神所恨恶的事。
And these are sins that have been committed against God that originate from the tongue.
那 你如果有这个口、哦、会这样讲，基本上都跟我们的心有关系。
And the words that come out of our mouth are a reflection of what's in our heart.
所以你的心在想什么，嘴巴就会讲。
Because only what's in our heart will produce what comes out of our mouth.
我们一般也说嘛，言由心生，我们的话在反映我们的心。
And so the saying is that the tongue is a reflection of the heart.
这一段的最开头就是这个神厌恶这七项的第一个。排行第一的就是高傲的眼。
And so, out of the seven things that are detestable to him, the six things the Lord hates, number one, enlisted as number one, is haughty eyes.
那这个也就是这个、犯罪、哦、最开头就是这样子。
And that's how sin starts. It starts with pride and arrogance.
你看这个魔鬼、啊、就是天使、啊、他骄傲。
Satan himself was an angel who became too conceited.
离开了他的本位
，and he departed from the service that he was originally ordained to.
跟神同等
，he wanted to elevate himself to the love of God.
这个骄傲的心，事实上是罪恶的开头。
And this is how sin begins with arrogance.
今天很多的罪都跟骄傲有关系的。
Many sins today originate from pride.
那也是这个恶蛇啊，这个蛇，魔鬼借着这条蛇说话，去引诱亚当夏娃。
And with this type of deceitfulness, Satan inspired the serpent to go and trick Adam and Eve.
你吃了之后，你就可以跟神一样。
Oh, if you eat of this fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you'll be just as smart as God.
你眼睛一打开，你就可以分辨明恶。你跟神一样，你定你自己的标准。
Your eyes will be open. You'll know what is good and what is bad. You'll be just like God.
那这个就是让人的心整个挑动起来，想要跟神一样。这个就是骄傲。
A serpent deceived Adam and Eve so that.They thought they could be just like God, and this is pride.
那这个高傲的眼
，this is arrogance.
你这个你我们的骄傲，有时候很多时候都从我们的眼睛看来。
And so a lot of pride and arrogance originates from our eyes.
我们看到了，有时候我们就想要嘛。
Because what we see, then we start thinking about it.
那这是这个骄傲的心，你看，其实跟我们的眼睛所看到的是连带的。
And it's intimately, linked our eyes and our heart.
那这里大卫在他的诗篇里面，他说，我的心不狂傲，我的眼不高大。
And that's why in Psalms 131, David writes, "My eyes are not haughty."
他很清楚知道说，神是怎样祝福谦卑的。
And David said, "My heart is not proud," because he knows that God blesses the humble and the meek.
这也是他能够国位长久的一个关键点。
This was something that we can learn from him throughout his life.
也就是说，他很清楚的知道，一切掌权的是神。
He knew that the origin of all blessing is God.
所有的一切，他所拥有的都是神给他。
And that everything that he had came from God.
神给他不是说因为他有多好，所以神给他。
And it is not because of his goodness that God gave to him.
这个神的恩典是给那个谦卑的。
But rather through humility, David was able to receive the blessing of God.
他知道他要在神面前谦卑。
So David knew how to lower himself before God.
那这个过程，其实我们看大卫的这个一生，我们发现他是从很多的事件里面学习，他越来越谦卑。
And throughout his life, we can see David became more and more humble because of the lessons that he learned.
我们之前读撒母耳记下的时候，我们读过许多他的故事。
In 2 Samuel, we learned about the life of David.
有许多的错误他也犯了。
He did many things wrong.
但是这一篇诗篇看起来应该是他晚年的时候写。
At least this chapter was perhaps written in his later years.
到最后他心里面很平静，他知道很安静的。
The latter half of his life, he quieted his soul.
他说重大和测不透的事我不敢行。
Said, I do not concern myself with too great matters.
重大的事表示是很重的，很 heavy， 很严重的，很沉重的。
Because great matters are burdensome, great matters are heavy.
今天在我们的生命里面有许多是重大的事情。
Many things burden us today in our lives.
这些事情他不敢自己想怎么去做就做。
And David dare not carry this burden upon himself and by himself alone.
他不敢行，表示说他不敢独自行，他需要有神来指示他，跟他一起。指示他应该怎么做。
Because he knew that these burdens were too heavy to carry alone, so he relied on God to help him.
他要先等候神，求神。
He wanted to wait for God to guide him and deliver him.
那测不透的事，许多事情，我们人再怎么聪明，其实也不了解。
So today it's the same thing in our lives. There, even though we're talented, we're smart, we're wise, there's still things that we cannot overcome.
有许多的特别是有关于神的事情，我们测不透。
And especially when things are related to God.
特别是圣经里面没有写的，我们更不会知道。
And if it's not recorded in the Bible, then even more so.
所以这里提到说，这个重大和测不透的事情，在说明我们人会懂得尊重神的主权。
And so, if things are too great for us to concern ourselves with, then we just need to rely and wait for God.
尊重神的智慧，会寻求神的智慧。
We can seek after His wisdom.
不会依靠自己的聪明。
And not rely on our own wisdom and ability and intelligence.
那这个就是我们你要远离罪恶，我们一定要先去好好的去控制，去调整我们的心。
So if we want to flee from sin, we have to change our heart.
那我们才有办法越来越跟神联系在一起。
Then we can draw closer and closer to God.
那这样有一个愿意等候神、求告神的心，你看神喜悦啊。
God loves a heart that is willing to seek after Him, to wait for Him, to look to Him.
那相对的，我们的心也平稳、平静啊。
And that type of heart requires our heart to quiet ourselves down.
因为我们凡事在仰望神。
Because then we can look towards God and wait for Him.
第二节他说：“我的心平稳安静，好像断过奶的孩子在母亲的怀中。”
Verse 2, David writes, "I've stilled and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother."
你看这个孩子，他要断奶是一个很痛苦的过程。
When a child gets weaned, it's very difficult.
现在的孩子因为一出生之后，妈妈忙碌，也没有什么机会一直吃母奶
A lot of times in today's busy society, the mother cannot breastfeed the child for very long.
她还没有办法真的跟好像没有吃母奶就不安稳的那种，还没有到那个阶段的时候，都已经把它断了，所以就给她喂奶瓶就习惯了。
And it's not like in the old days when you could breastfeed for a long, long time. Now you get the baby bottle.
那现在孩子在断奶是不再吃八头，会吃那个 table food 的这个，现在的过程好像也比较好像比较自然一点。
And it seems like children now are weaned off the bottle and onto table food.
因为
differently.
现在物质很丰富啊，孩子在小的时候他就可以尝各种不同的东西。
Because food is plenty in this country and children have plenty to eat.
刚才看到那个我们李文弟兄那个儿子Caleb 你不知道大家有没有看到啊？他才几个月而已啊，他吃香蕉啊。
And you know, just during lunchtime, I saw Caleb, Lee Wen's son, eating banana already.
And 那香蕉做的很可爱啊，像真的一样。
And it looked like a real banana.
那其实是一根牙刷。
But literally, it's just a teething toy.
让他一直咬，一直咬，咬一咬的时候，顺便可以刷牙。
So it can calm his gums down.
但是他看这个东西，那个就是香蕉的样子啊。
But it looked like a banana.
他以后很自然一定会喜欢吃香蕉。
And so one day he'll want to grab a banana.
因为他发现吃香蕉真的还比较好。
Because the real banana tastes much better than the teething toy.
所以现在孩子他很容易的就从这个吃奶瓶转到吃我们现在的食物，正常大人的食物来。
So in today's world, it may be more gradual transition from formula or breast milk to real food.
但是古时候一般物资缺乏的时候，婴孩要长大就是仰赖母奶而已啊。
But back in the day, there was not much food to eat, and babies relied on breast milk.
要断奶，这个对孩子来说，这是他很觉得他很喜爱，然后他也在这个吃奶的过程当中很满足的啊，这个这样的一个过程，他把它断掉。
So a baby is fed and sustained through the milk of its mother, but then the transition away from this was a big step.
这个就是差不多，他们说古时候差不多到三岁，至少到三岁。
And so in the old days, children wouldn't be weaned until probably the age of three.
那你看他吃奶的时候有什么感受？
So what kind of feeling or bond develops?
其实孩子他三岁的时候，他是吃母奶本身，只有吃母奶是不够他营养的。
Now at age three, it's breast milk is insufficient to sustain the growth of a child.
可是他还是喜欢吃母奶。
But the child still loves to breastfeed.
因为他喜欢这种感觉。
Because it cherishes the bond with its mother.
就是因为他的习惯。他在这个吃母奶的过程当中，他得到满足。
And through the breastfeeding bond, it finds satisfaction.
那他也有一个安全感。
And there's comfort.
因为在母亲的怀中。
Because it is in the bosom of its mother.
那他成为母亲的娇儿，被妈妈所爱着。
It's a symbol of love.
那现在他说，我的心在我里面像断过奶的孩子。
Now David writes, I've stilled and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother.
断过奶的孩子，你看他如果能够断母奶啊。
If a child is weaned,
他现在在母亲的怀中是什么意思？
Then what does it mean when the weaned child is with its mother?
他过去他需要这样做才有满足，他现在不需要了。
In the past, the child needed to breastfeed to be satisfied, but now no longer.
他现在只要在母亲的跟母亲在一起，他觉得很满足。
Now the child is satisfied just to be next to its mother.
所以这个就是跟母亲真的建立那个关系了。
So this is a different relationship that is just as sweet and just as tender.
他过去可能需要，你看就好像他一开始的，我的心狂傲，我的眼高大。
In the past, heart and might have been proud, the eyes might have been haughty.
也就是说，他过去他认为他这样做他才会舒服。
And the child must breastfeed from the milk of its mother in order to be satisfied.
那我们的心，你看，今天如果没有跟神连在一起的，我们会狂傲，会狂傲，会骄傲，然后我们会想要做我们自己想要做的事，不管神。
Today, if we approach God, we dare not be haughty, we dare not raise our eyes.We dare not have proud hearts.
就是过去我们可能就是这样子，要做这样才会我们才舒服。
In the past, we may have done so in our arrogance and ignorance.
但是现在我们要跟神的关系联系到，我们没有这些东西，纯粹的跟神在一起，我们就觉得非常满足。
But now we draw near to God and put aside our past wrongdoings, and then we're satisfied just to be with God.
因为我们跟神在一起的时候
，because when we are with God,
我们可以。体会他的心，我们可以领受他的性情。
We can feel his warmth. We can feel his love.
所以我现在大卫他用这个方式来说明我的心在我里面真像断过奶的孩子。
And so David says that his heart is now like a weaned child with its mother.
我的心在我跟我现在是断过奶，就是他的心现在已经不是在被这个罪恶控制，不再是高傲，不是眼睛不再是。
My soul is no longer enchained by the world and its sins. My heart is no longer proud. My eyes are no longer haughty.
心里面很安静。
Rather, I have quieted and stilled my soul.
所以他可以掌握他的心。
So he could quiet his soul.
他的心可以仰望神。
He could turn to God and wait for God.
他可以听神的话。
He could listen to God.
他可以从神那边得到力量去。离开罪恶。
He could be strengthened from God and empowered to depart and overcome sin.
这就是要等候神所得到的果效。
This is the benefits of waiting for God.
那这个其实也就是他得到力量的关键。
And this is how he received power from God.
我们知道，我们一个人如果想要得到安息啊，要回到神那里。
If we wish to find peace, then we need to return to God.
以赛亚书三十章说。
Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章。
Isaiah 30,
verse 15. 以赛亚书三十章十五节。
Isaiah 30 verse 15。
主神以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们静止不肯。
Verse 15, this is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says, in repentance and rest is your salvation, in quietness and trust is your strength, but you would have none of it.
今天我们要 得到得力在乎平静安稳。
If we want to have strength, we must find it in quietness and trust.
要从神那边得到力量。
Quietness and trust.
我们得救再归回安息。
And then we'll get strength from God.
这个就是我们的身心灵都能够休息，因为我们知道我们所依靠的主是值得信赖的。
Our heart, our minds, and soul must wait for God quietly because we know God will answer us.
我们可以很放心的把所有一切交给他。
We can cast on Him all of our burdens.
得力在乎平静安稳。
We can renew our strength, renew our salvation.
在祷告当中我们得力。
We can gain power and strength from God in our prayer.
在祷告当中，我们的心可以离开这些骄傲狂妄 的那个态度。
Through prayer, we can depart from pride and arrogance.
在祷告当中，我们可以聆听神的话语。
Through prayer, we can hear the word of God.
因为他有丰盛的救恩。
Because God's grace is full of redemption.
主他愿意侧听我们的祷告。
And God is willing to answer our prayers.
所以132篇的第二节说。
And that's why in Psalms 130, verse 2,
主啊，求你听我的声音，愿你侧耳听我恳求的声音。
It says, O Lord, hear my voice, let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy.
我们用这样的一个认知，我们来用这样的一个态度来祈求神侧耳听我们的祷告。
So let's adopt this attitude in our prayer.
让我们的心能够平静安稳。
So that we can have peace and quietness and rest.
我们可以得到力量。
So we can be strengthened by our Lord.
这一段信息跟我们一起勉励。
Let's use this to pray.
我们接下来的时间就来祷告。
And let us pray now.
祈求主他借着他丰盛的恩典能够来让我们得到满足。
And may the Lord Jesus grant our hearts with satisfaction.
让我们弟兄姐妹都能够真的像一个婴孩一样这样子。仰赖在母亲的怀中。
And may we all become like weaned children with the mom.
得到平静安稳得到力量。
To receive peace and mercy and trust and strength.
在主里面我们觉得很幸福。
We'll find ourselves very blessed in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
We're going to pray.
我们为教会的圣工祷告。
Please remember to pray for the work of the church.
为身体病痛需要我们纪念的弟兄姐妹。
Please remember those who are suffering physically or spiritually.
还有一些我们的慕道朋友他们在病痛患难中的，我们求主耶稣怜悯。
We know some of our truth seekers are currently physically suffering.
让我们教会的各种的布道的工作，教会的各项圣工即将要进行的，我们的第二期的建筑，我们都在祷告里面求主耶稣来带领。
Let's remember our evangelical work. Remember our phase two construction project.
那我们现在愿意祷告求恩典的要接受按手祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
Please come forward if you'd like to have the laying of hands.
请教会的圣职人员来帮我们祷告。
And we'll ask our elders and ministers to pray for us.
我们现在就同心祷告。
Let us pray.